Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 20th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Brex launches new Brex AI flagship solution, Brex Assistant. U.S.-based unified global spend platform Brex has launched its Brex Assistant solution to simplify expense management for employees and improve their productivity. SAP pioneers new ESG software mitigates regulatory risk. Germany-based SAP Fioner has launched a software solution for ESG data orchestration and calculation for portfolio and single exposure KPI. HSBC partners with Oracle and MasterCard. UK-based financial services company HSBC has launched its virtual card solution in partnership with Oracle and MasterCard. BNY Mellon selects Eurex Clearing for repo trades in Europe. US-based BNY Mellon has selected Eurex Clearing as its clearinghouse for repo trades in Europe. Oracle partners with MasterCard. US-based Oracle has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to improve the manner in which enterprise clients automate end-to-end B2B transactions. Novo launches new capabilities for its invoicing application. Novo, a financial solutions platform for small businesses, has announced a range of new capabilities for Novo Invoices, the company's free invoicing application. Pax delivers smart payment technology to Virgin Australia. Payment terminal solutions provider Pax Technology has deployed payment devices to Virgin Australia, increasing its penetration of the Australian transport sector. Payoneer expands its relationship with Airbnb. US-based commerce technology company Payoneer has expanded its relationship with Airbnb to help hosts get paid in local currencies. ACI Worldwide, Microsoft to accelerate the move to real-time payments. Real-time payments software provider ACI Worldwide has partnered with Microsoft to facilitate instant payments via ACI's Real-Time Payments Cloud, RTPC, platform. Rapid expands card acquiring solution to Singapore. Fintech company Rapid has expanded its card acquiring solution to Singapore, aiming to further streamline payments for local businesses. IKEA offers flexible payments through Afterpay. The US division of IKEA has introduced its first Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, program in partnership with Afterpay, offering flexible payment options for shoppers. Infinite Pay enables contactless payments on iPhone for Brazilian customers. Payment platform Infinite Pay, part of FinTech CloudWalk, has facilitated its Brazilian customers to accept in-person contactless payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone. Sift upgrades its dispute management solution. US-based fraud detection provider Sift has integrated PayPal and Adyen into its dispute management solution. IDEX Biometrics partners with KL Hi-Tech to launch cards in India. Norway-based IDEX Biometrics has partnered with global card manufacturer KL Hi-Tech to launch biometric payment cards in India. Know Your Customer expands to the commercial data interchange. Hong Kong-based RegTech Know Your Customer has made its company registry solution available through HKMA's commercial data interchange. SumSub partners with DTC Pay. Global full-cycle verification platform SumSub has partnered with DTC Pay to improve the security and reliability of digital currency payments in target markets. Some sub-teams up with DTC Pay to streamline digital currency payments. Some sub has partnered with DTC Pay to integrate e-Know Your Customer, KYC, services into DTC Pay's digital wallet offerings, streamlining secure digital currency transactions for businesses. Rapid offers card acquiring service in Singapore to bolster SME payments. Rapid has announced the expansion of its card acquiring service to the Singapore market. FreedomPay announces partnership with WorldPay. FreedomPay has announced its partnership with WorldPay from FIS to provide integrated payments and omni-channel technology for retail, hospitality and other enterprises. CBOS 2023, Temenos Payments Hub launched on IBM Cloud. Temenos has announced that Temenos Payments Hub, a payment solution, is available as the first of its kind on IBM Cloud for financial services. CBOS 2023, Wise and Swift move to put hero-villain narrative to bed. Wise's new collaboration with Swift could make the money transfer giant's own app redundant, believes CEO Christo Kerman. That's his objective. CBI expands name check coverage across Europe through Swift's pre-validation service. CBI is an Italian company that develops digital services, including open banking and open finance services, for the financial industry and the public administration. CBI is expanding its confirmation of payee services to the European level and beyond through the use of Swift's payment pre-validation service. This collaboration will enable a broader network of verification and a higher level of security for financial services users. At a future date, Italian banks will be able to pre-validate abroad through CBI, implementing a unique confirmation of payee solution that will seamlessly work domestically and cross-border. 360TF and Ebury partnership to expand to UAE. Ebury, a leading global financial solutions provider, is pleased to announce its partnership with 360TF, one of the pioneers of trade finance facilities in the UAE region. Currencies Direct announces partnership with Transact Payments. Currencies Direct, a leading international payments provider, has partnered with Transact Payments, the experts in cards and payments. The new partnership has enabled Currencies Direct to launch a multi-currency debit card, giving customers the ability to spend seamlessly in over 200 countries, wherever MasterCard is accepted. Philippines FinTech Salmon launches Salmon Credit. Consumer FinTech Salmon today announces the launch of Salmon Credit, its first credit line product with built-in QRPH payment options, providing a simple and familiar way for Filipinos to make payments at more than 600,000 QRPH-enabled merchant locations across the country. Revolut misses annual accounts deadline for second year running. Revolut will delay filing its 2022 accounts for a second consecutive year, according to Reuters. HKMA adds Know Your Customer solution to commercial data interchange. Know Your Customer, a leading reg tech provider specialized in business KYC verification, is delighted to announce the addition of its solution to the Hong Kong Monetary Authority's HKMA Commercial Data Interchange, CDI. This collaboration is the latest milestone in the HKMA's strategy to foster more efficient financial intermediation in the banking system and promote financial inclusion in the region. SAP Fioner launches ESG software. SAP Fioner, a leading global provider of financial services software solutions and platforms, has launched its first software solution for ESG data orchestration and calculation for portfolio and single exposure KPI. The solution not only plugs the data gap banks and insurers need to remain ESG compliant, but also enables them to leverage the pertinent business potential. Investing in FinTech, opportunities and challenges in the payments industry. In this era of digital transformation, The fintech sector has emerged as a pivotal player, redefining the traditional financial services landscape and introducing innovative solutions that address the evolving needs of consumers and businesses alike. Akoya partners with Envestnet, Yodlee. U.S.-based Akoya has partnered with Envestnet, Yodlee to provide consumers with an API-driven experience. Froda partners with Visa and Checkout.com. Sweden-based Froda has announced its partnership with Visa and Checkout.com in order to enable Visa Direct for embedded business loans payouts. 360TF partners with Ebury. Trade financing platform 360TF has entered a strategic partnership with Ebury to improve financial services in the UAE. Currencies Direct teams up with Transact Payments. Currencies Direct, an international payments provider, has partnered with Transact Payments to launch a multi-currency debit card. Tipalti expands services in Europe with localized solution and EMI license. Tipalti has launched a dedicated European product and received an EMI license from De Nederlandsche Bank, DNB, streamlining global payables for European businesses. iProof announces new integration with Ping Identity. UK-based biometric authentication tech provider iProof has announced a new integration with Ping Identity, S-Ping 1 DaVinci system. Transforming banking with artificial intelligence. Richard Callis, Client Solutions Director Retail Banking, GFT, and Simon Thompson, Head of AI, ML and Data Science, GFT, join Finextra TV to discuss the key findings from their latest Banking Disruption Index, examining banks' use of AI, address customer apprehensions, and predict how the use of AI in banking is expected to evolve over the next 5 years. SEC predicts further crypto charges as enforcement battle continues. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has warned that more charges are coming to exchanges and DeFi. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.